Louseworth approached the knoll where Damock stood. Sneezeworth breathed a sigh of relief. Whatever it was, Louseworth would be on the receiving end. The other beast Damock had indicated strode up before him. It was the big nasty weasel. The unpredictable warlord circled them both.
Give me your names.
Hogspet. They calls me Hogspet, sire.
I'm Louseworth, your lordness.
Damock leaned on his sword and stared at them closely.
Louseworth and Hogspet, eh? And are you both rapscallions, true and loyal to your first blade?
Both heads bobbed dutifully.
Aye, sire.
Damock laughed aloud and clapped their shoulder with his mailed paw.
Good! Then I promote you both to the rank of rapscour. You two will take the places of Borum and Vendace. With 2 score each to command. Take your scouts and go now. Travel due north and report back to me every 2 days on what lies ahead.
Sneezeworth was livid. He followed his companion, arguing and shouting at him.
Lord Damock never pointed at you. He pointed at me. I'd swear he did. What with the first blade? What with a flea brain like you as a rapscour officer?
Louseworth drew himself up importantly.
Listen up, mate. I ain't no flea brain. I'm a rapscour now. So don't go telling me more of your fibs. Lord Damock pointed to me. You said so yourself. You even shoved me forward.
Sneezeworth was hopping at rage. He ran at Louseworth, shrieking,
I'll shove you forward and sideways and backwards as well, you great lump of lard bottom crab meat.
But Louseworth was a bit too large and solid to shove. He stood firm, shaking a cautionary paw at his friend.
Stop that, you. You can't shove me. I'm an officer now.
Sneezeworth advanced on him, sneering ominously.
So I can't shove you, eh? Who's gonna stop me, straw funk?
Louseworth grabbed hold of Sneezeworth and held him firmly.
Oh, you shouldn't have called me that. That's a bad name to call any beast. I know who'll stop you. My brother officer. Oi, Hogspet. There's a low common poor rat here calling an officer naughty names and shoving him too.
The big nasty weasel strode aggressively up and punched Sneezeworth hard in the stomach.
Listen, Popguts. Don't let me ever catch you giving cheek to a rapscour. And you, Blatherbones, don't let him shove you, see?
Grabbing them both by the ears, Hogspet banged their heads together resoundingly. He strode off, leaving them both ruefully rubbing their skulls. Louseworth looked at Sneezeworth dazedly.
Let that be a lesson to you, matey,
he muttered. A short while after the rapscours had left with their scouts, the great army got underway. Drums beating to the pace of their march, battered out a ground-eating rate as the day advanced into warm, sunny afternoon. Northward the rapscallion host tramped, dust rising in a cloud behind their banners and drums, only 3 days away from the southernmost borders of Mossflower Country.